so much has been tried over the years. Well, of course, for decades, nothing was done for racial equality. But starting, I suppose, with Lyndon Johnson, well, the mm-hmm. marches in the 50s. And as I mentioned earlier, a lot of people expected we'd see more
progress
results from it, and be interesting to know why we haven't. I can think of a lot of reasons. Well, what do you think?
Well, I think we've never, you know, it's kind of like in medicine, you know, you can treat the symptoms of pain with a painkiller, but if you don't get to the root cause of the pain is chronic. And so in a sense, you know, racism in America is a chronic pathology. And despite all our efforts, I think we've still been dealing with the symptoms. But what shapes behavior, what drives behavior, what we built our institutions on would be a belief, a deeply held belief system. And so I think that this effort to genuinely construct new institutions based on a new belief system, or to reconstruct, to transform our institutions. For example, a young child of color could go through school and never see a positive image of his or her people in the curriculum. They would only see the hierarchy and see themselves as invisible. And so that has an impact on a child's self-esteem, a child's level of engagement, and that is one illustration of what needs to change. Our curriculum need to reflect the experiences of diverse people, with and honor the experiences of diverse people.